his arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Power Evangelism Ministries presents Piercing Darkness radio broadcast. I'd like to welcome you with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly. You're going to be blessed with an awesome prophetic message, awesome testimonies of signs, wonders, and miracles taking place in his crusades. And also, he's going to pray for your needs. So stay tuned right here on 89.9 FM WCNO as we go live in the studio with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly. Power Evangelism Ministries.
Thank you. I want to thank you for tuning in to Piercing Darkness Show. This is Apostle Solly. I want to thank God for all of you that are joining me right now on this wonderful channel. We give God praise for what God is doing. To God be the glory for miracles and demonstration of God's love. And you're going to hear testimonies of people that God has touched, blessed, and delivered through this ministry. We are preaching the gospel. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation. And the Bible says, he shall be preached as a witness to all the world, then the end shall come. I want to encourage all of you that are tuning in right now to expect a miracle and a blessing, deliverance, restoration, healing, and encouragement. You know, God wants to encourage you. God wants to inspire you. And when God touches you and bless you, we want to hear your testimony. And I'm going to read some testimonies of people that write to us on our website, on Facebook, that have been blessed through listening to this radio show. So probably maybe you're shopping, or you're getting your hair done, or you're cooking for your children. It's a nice, beautiful weather, summer. The pool is nice. So whatever you're doing, I just want to remind you, Jesus loves you. The Bible said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, Jesus, that whoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have eternal life, everlasting life. So that's what we preach. We preach the gospel, which is the answer to all your questions. So if you're tuning into this show called Piercing Darkness and you want us to pray with you, we have a prayer line. You can call 561-337-9018. 561-337-9018. That's the phone number you should be able to call for prayer. If you need deliverance, if you need healing in your body, God can heal you. God can deliver you. It's all free. You don't have to pay for it. God has purchased your freedom. So I want to encourage all of you to join us in this amazing broadcast. And it comes to you every Saturday at the same time, 1 o'clock. We have a website. It's www.powerevangelism.net. Also, you can go to our website to submit your request. Also to watch some of our amazing highlights of what God has done. And also we do have a product page where you can get some of my wonderful teaching, powerful revelation that will equip you. Jesus is the Lord. We have a prayer line, 561-337-9018. You can call the prayer line right now and we'll pray with you. Nothing is impossible with our God. And God answers prayer, for with God all things are possible. This is Piercing Darkness Show. On September the 13th and the 14th, we're going to have a powerful crusade. It's going to be three services, two miracle healing services, and one school of the Holy Spirit. So I encourage you to register today by going to our website, twonightsofmiracles.com. That's the website you can register on. You go to twonightsofmiracles.com, and you'll be able to register to attend this amazing crusade. God is going to move incredibly, and he's going to do mighty wonders, all for his glory. So visit twonightsofmiracles.com to register and sign up to be part of this amazing crusade. The best is yet to come, and nothing is impossible with Jesus. We have a lot of powerful testimonies you're going to hear today, and also I want to encourage you to like us on Facebook. Also, you can download the app called Periscope. And in this app, you can be able to get notifications when I come live. They're also on Twitter and Instagram. Jesus is Lord. So expect an exciting show. And we're going to go back to the studio, and I'll be back shortly later.
Your mind is like an interceptor. It picks up on these frequencies and delivery. And you can choose to believe what the devil says, or you can choose to believe what God says. You can choose to believe what people say, or you can choose to believe what God says. If you're going to make decisions in your life, you got to make sure you make good decisions. Because the decision is going to really... The Bible says, verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and darkness comprehended not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Father, bless this word in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. God's word is so powerful that even demons in hell are aware of how powerful it is. Satan is so afraid of God's word that the only thing he can do is get you to interpret it in the wrong way. Because if he can get you to misunderstand the word and the message that God is bringing across, then he knows he can influence your thoughts to make bad decisions. The Bible said, the thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. In the spiritual realm, the enemy capitalizes on using manipulation, intimidation to control the thoughts of man, and also to defile man to the extent that when he hears the word spoken by God, he takes it out of context and causes confusion on how people interpret the scripture. The letter killeth, but the spirit bringeth life. The truth in the word is to change you. God doesn't want to destroy you. He wants to transform you. And this afternoon, what I want to focus on by the grace of God is your ability to receive God's word in its fullness without taking away from it or adding to it. When God speaks his word to us, we got to get the message and allow that message that God has spoken to us to be interpreted the way he wants us to interpret it. Amen. All things were made by him in verse 3, and without him was not anything made that was made. Jesus Christ is the word. Jesus Christ has been exalted, and he will never be brought down. Authority has been given to him. His name is extremely above every name. And at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. I want you to follow me closely here. Why does the Bible say tradition makes the word of God of no effect? What does the Bible say in verse 12? But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. The word believe is a key to where you go and how deep you can go in God. And when you look at verse 10, it says he was in the world and the world was made by him and the world knew him not. Can we be so much deceived as human beings that God sent his son and nobody knew, only a fraction knew that he was around? Do you see how the devil can blind, fool men? That without the Holy Spirit, you would have been worshiping some demon. Probably you would have been into some kind of deception. How the devil managed to deceive even the very people that saw the Lord walk on earth and did not believe. Because you would say, from your normal thinking, that if I saw the Lord face to face, turning water into wine, walking on the sea, feeding thousands of people, opening the blind eyes, oh, I would believe. So it becomes so easy to believe if you see something like that happening. But for some reason, they saw the miracles. They heard him speak, and they did not believe. And that should get your attention. To what extent has the enemy managed to defile man to the level where man doesn't believe God's word and takes it lightly? The spirit of destruction and deception manipulates. So, the same demons that were operating on earth when Jesus was here, deceiving millions of people, are the same ones that are operating now. They just changed strategy. If God never sent the Holy Spirit at the request of his son Jesus, the message would have not been received. If you find yourself believing in Christ like you do today, that is the grace of God. Hallelujah. Because the grace of God is at work in us. We have to be grateful to him and never take lightly the purpose of the blessing. So, we're going to go deeper into the scripture and we're going to see where the enemy introduces another report. I want you to write down these points I'm going to give to you. The first point has to do with culture is how man thinketh. Romans chapter 12. Therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove that which is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Verse 12. Makes me verse 2. Now for the next few seconds, I want to show you how the world has mocked God. America and the world today is repeating the same mistake the Babylonians did under Nebuchadnezzar, what the Persians did, which is the current Iraq, we see the same mistake the Egyptians did. God created us to worship Him. That's the number one reason why we were made. Somebody say hallelujah. And He's a jealous God. He says, you shall have no other God. No other God. Only Him. The battle you face as a believer is you have the light shining in you. And because the light is shining in you, you're going to attract persecution and opposition from the media, even in learning institutions, in professional fields, in everywhere, shop, the marketplace. The believer is ridiculed. The message has been rejected. The believer is despised. God is considered as someone who is of the past. A theory.
Amen.
Some people think that.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's one of the teachings I did in one of my meetings. I give God glory because, you know, our God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. This is Piercing Darkness Show. We are really bringing you the gospel, which is the light of the gospel. Jesus is the light. And when we preach the gospel, that's the light shining through the airwaves. Imagine how many people we're able to touch. Thank God for radio, television. The gospel must be preached. And your prayers, your support helps us bring the gospel to as many people as we can. And we want to encourage you to support us. Tell people about our program, our show that comes on this station at 1 o'clock. Let them know about it. Also, you can be able to go ahead and, like us on Facebook and also, you know, email, text them, hey, tune in and hear this man of God was when he shares the word and the testimonies. I love the testimonies because they help build your faith, and the word helps build your faith because God wants you to walk in victory, not in defeat. So we have a prayer line. You can call 561-337-9018. That's our prayer line. You can call 561-337-9018 or the website pyevangelism.net. I'll be back after this message. Jesus is Lord.
Apostle Ronald Sally, a program brought to you by Power Evangelism Ministries International, is dedicated to reaching the lost and awakening the church in these last days. Be blessed as we bring you highlights of revivals around the world with Apostle Sally, as well as powerful testimonies of the blind being able to see, the deaf now can hear, the lame can walk, and the dead are raised. Watch God's outpouring of the anointing as people experience the awesome power of God, and lives are miraculously changed through Apostle Ronald Sally's ministry. Now it's time for revival, for healing, for deliverance, for blessings, for an anointing. It's time for Piercing Darkness with Apostle Ronald Sally.
Hallelujah. We give God praise for what He's doing.
Look at this woman. You don't know what a problem she had. God just whispered to me and said, talk about my daughter. She came to my office and said, the baby is not responding. The doctor said they're going to flush the baby out. Can you bring her son? Is he here? Is your son here? Bring him right here. Find him. Find him. Bring him. Ushers, you know where he is? Bring him. Quickly. He's going to preach one day. Listen to this. In the belly, the doctor say, you got to come. If you don't come, we're going to do it by force. They're going to flush it out because, you know, once the baby dies in the belly, it's done. Look at him. Look at him.
Now let me talk to you. If you don't believe in miracles, he believes in miracles. When he's in the womb, I walk into the office. I say, hey, put,
they came to the conference room. What surprised me, I'm asking myself, how am I going to pray for this situation? God whispers to me and gives me his name. So I hear his name, and I said, God doesn't name dead things. Now listen to me. When God gave me the name, I said, Dandel, go to the doctors. She went to the doctors, boom, the baby's fine. Somebody say hallelujah. Lift up and say, Jesus, I need your breath.
Praise the Lord, hallelujah. We give God glory for the powerful testimony. Nothing is impossible with the Lord. You know, God is an amazing God. He did that miracle for the woman where the child was raised in the womb. And the testimony is to bring glory to God because it's Jesus that does those miracles. 561-337-9018. The Lord, not only does he raise the dead, but he heals the sick and sets the captives free. When we believe, miracles are an act of love. So if you don't believe in miracles, that means you don't believe that God loves you. And I have a problem with religious people and those that don't believe that God can heal or touch people. Of course, God walks through doctors, gives the doctors intelligence, wisdom, because without him, they would never be able to come up with those medications. But do you notice that, you know, doctors treat, but God brings the cure? And we believe in miracles and we believe in God. God walks through the doctors, but also God can heal you in a divine way. Think about people who are living in the third world where they don't have insurance, they don't have these drugs, and they need healing in their body. What does God do? So at the end of the day, when you release your faith, nothing is impossible with the Lord. Here's another testimony. 561-337-9018.
Prophesied, and I said, Jesus, put new kidneys in her. Listen to this. That's why I said, Lord, put new what? Kidneys in her. And I said, when she got up, I told her, now begin to prophesy, lay hands on your children. She began to lay hands on them because they were witnesses to the miracle. Now, when you prophesy something like that, you better have heard from God. Now, watch this. When she went back to the doctors, they ran tests and tests and tests. And they sent her a report. The final report said, all the kidneys are fine. She don't need dialysis because the Lord healed her totally by the stripes of Jesus. And who did this for you?
Jesus.
God bless you.
To God be the glory, for Jesus still does miracles today like he did thousands of years ago, because he's still on the throne. And nothing can take him down. 561-337-9018. Join us at our Two Nights of Miracles Crusade at the Palm Beach Convention Center and experience the power of God. Come to the School of the Holy Spirit and learn how the Holy Spirit operates. That is going to be an amazing School of the Holy Spirit. And it's going to be at 11 a.m. on the 14th. Mark your calendar. Jesus is Lord. The best is yet to come. We're going to hear more testimonies. 561-337-9018.
Here. Now, you're going to hear me right now. If you have a back pain, only the back pain. Okay. How long have you been having the back pain?
Since June 29th.
Since June 29th, this year?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What happened? What caused the back pain?
A lady fell on top of me.
I interrupted what God was doing because I wanted to hear the testimony. But you see, God can either finish it while she's testing herself, or I'm just going to lay hands on her again. Let's see what's happening. I want you to do what you could not do before, because God told me to pray for you first before I prayed for anybody, because tonight is your night. So I want you to check yourself. Do what you could not do before.
You deserve the glory. And the honor.
glory, who healed a young lady from back pain. It's amazing what God can do. These testimonies prove that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. PowerEvangelism.net is our website. If you need prayer, go to our website and submit your prayer request. If you want to also check out our website to see what God has been doing and hear testimonies of other people that God has touched and blessed, you can still go to our website, www.powerevangelism.net. And don't miss our crusade. It's going to be so powerful. September the 13th and 14th next month. We give God glory for what he's going to do. Here's another testimony. Glory.
Power Evangelism Ministry presents Two Nights of Miracles. Coming to the heart of downtown West Palm Beach with man of God, Apostle Ronald Solomon.
Life-changing. And you, sir? Same thing? How did you guys?
Miracles.
Okay.
Miracles.
I'm looking for a miracle.
And you know?
Yeah. The expectation. Mm-hmm. A miracle.
Okay.
Miracle. And so when I heard he was in town, my sister called me and we're going to make it. So we'll be here.
Okay.
And I'm looking for another miracle. God bless you.
Hey, ma'am, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well.
What are your expectations for the service tonight?
Oh, always a miracle, healing service to see Apostle Solomon went to his crusades before. Love it.
So describe your past experience with his services. What would you say?
Definitely miraculous.
Miraculous, okay.
If somebody needs a healing, they definitely need to come through the doors.
Are you looking forward to the worship tonight?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Been looking forward to it for the last few weeks.
Amen.
Yeah.
Are you expecting a miracle today?
Expecting, always looking for a miracle for everybody. If it's not for me, for anybody who comes through this door, because I believe in miracles. I'm actually a walking miracle, but I believe in miracles.
Amen.
Yeah.
Enjoy the service.
Hand on your eyes. If you can't see, keep your hands up. Sing it again. Your eyes are closed.
Hey, Brendan, how you doing?
Good, how about you?
I'm doing good. What are you expecting from the service tonight?
I am expecting it to be wonderful.
Coming to see what God has had for us.
Are you looking forward to the worship?
Yes.
Are you expecting a miracle tonight?
Yes.
Amen.
Whose name is above every name? That's why God brought you here, to silence those giants in your life. He shall do it because he promised. I command your eyes to open, and I command your eyes to see, and I command you to do what you could not do before. In Jesus' name, say, I receive it. I receive it. Now.
powerful and signs, wonders, and miracles taking place.
Fear is not a factor when the glory is present.
For more information, visit Power.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Fear is not a factor when the glory is present. The Lord is more powerful than your bondage. The Lord is more powerful than any demon that is tormenting you. The Lord is more powerful than your stress. So call 561-337-9018 or go to our website, tonightsamiracle.com, to get information about upcoming crusade that you invite to come be part of and experience the glory and the power of God. Jesus is Lord and nothing is impossible. I want you to have a testimony like this, people that are having testimonies that God has touched. God can do the same for you. I'll be back after this message.
Ministries presents Two Nights of Miracles, coming to the heart of downtown West Palm Beach with man of God, Apostle Ronald Solly.
Apostle Solly, they ran tests 3 times and they couldn't find a single thing. And they asked me if I brought the correct child with me. Praise God. My son started football for the first time. God is good. He's going to give you the message that he learned and that he tells everybody that he sees.
I believed and I received.
He believed and he received. Amen.
Powerful sign, wonders, and miracles taking place.
Fear is not a factor when the glory is present.
For more information, visit PowerEvangelism.net or go to our special link, TwoNightsOfMiracles.com.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The best is yet to come, and nothing is impossible with the Lord. Just believe, and you will receive your deliverance. You know, God loves you, and he still does amazing things today when you allow your heart to be open to what God wants to do is to bless you. 561-337-9018. Go to tonightsamiracle.com to get more information about upcoming crusade. God is going to glorify himself powerfully. I'll be back after this message.
Hallelujah! God will respond to your cry if it's a cry of faith. Word of God comes to release faith in you.
Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. I believe in miracles and I believe in God and nothing is impossible with the Lord. TwoNightsOfMiracle.com is going to be is our website. You can go and get information about our crusade. You can register. It's free admission. When you register online, it's going to help you to access the facility quickly. You'll skip all those long lines. It's going to be, you know, your access. We're going to have the online registration access. So people are just going to go through, you know, just going to get your package. You'll be ready for you at the door. So as soon as you come, it's ready for you. Just give them your name and they'll give you a package, and then you go quickly get your seat, and it's gonna be wonderful. It's heaven on earth. One person asked me, what's Two Nights of Miracle? It's an atmosphere that God has set in place. It's like a hot spot where you come into the area, you get connected, and wow, it's better than internet. This is real. I'll be back after this.
Deserve the glory.
Rise up on your feet. I hear a sound of healing.
You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you.
In our crusade, we give God glory for what God is doing. It's not a work of a man, but for the Holy Spirit. I believe in miracles, and I believe in God. You know, that's one thing that God called me to do, is to preach the gospel and demonstrate the gospel, which is the power of God. You see, the preaching of the cross of them that perish is foolishness, but unto us who are saved is the power of God. I believe that God can heal, that God can deliver, that God can set the captives free. If you're in a situation in your life today and you wonder, how are you going to be free from that situation? Are you sick in your body? Are you depressed? Are you tormented? Are you discouraged? God says in his word that it's possible to deliver you. You know, the Bible says, whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And I'm going to take you to the scripture, and we're going to look at Matthew chapter 8. I'll take you on a journey in Matthew chapter 8, because I believe what we're going to study today is going to change your perspective of how you see God. You're never going to ever see him in a religious way. Now, the Bible says, verse 1, when he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou will, thou can make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand, touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus saith unto him, see thou, tell no man, but go thy way and show thyself to the priest and offer the gift that Moses commanded for testimony unto them. What a mighty God we serve. What we see here is what Jesus came to do. The Bible said, for this purpose the Son of God was made manifest, that the works of Satan will be destroyed. So as is now marching towards the function, is marching on a mission that God sent him to do. When he came down from the mountains, great multitudes followed him. The Lord lived the life of fellowship with his Father. You know, he went to the mountain to pray, to worship, to spend time in that moment of intimacy where he dialogued, fellowship with his Father. He, whatever he saw his Father do, he did, because he was born of a woman, and he came here as a man. So with humanity, we have limitation. With humanity, we get tired. With humanity, you know, you don't understand. If you're disconnected from God, you're running on empty. So he knew very well that he had to maintain fellowship with his Father. So multitudes followed him. They came because of what they saw. They saw love. They saw healing, deliverance. They also saw God meeting their needs. God was manifesting himself through his Son when he did those incredible, mighty wonders. The Bible says in verse 2, and there came a leper, and he worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou can make me clean. And behold, there came a leper, and the leper worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou can make me clean. Now we understand that leprosy stands for sin. It's incurable. Leprosy was incurable. Now it's understandable that in this situation, it represents sin. There is no cure for sin apart from the blood of Jesus. You don't understand that leprosy, some of you, you're in problems. You can hear the sound of my voice. You're dealing with crazy illnesses. You're dealing with some chronic illnesses, things that came upon you that you didn't expect, and they're really tormenting you. You don't want to live anymore. You know, I was talking to someone the other day, and they were telling me how this young lady was attacked by crazy infirmity, lupus, and was saying, kill me, I want to die, I don't want to live anymore, because of the pain and the agony lupus was bringing upon her. So when people are in dire need for healing and deliverance, for those of you who work in hospitals, you see people going through torture and torment when they're dealing with these infirmities in their body, and they're going through that horrendous torture and torment. And you have to understand, it was worse even in this time when Jesus was on earth. A plague could come and kill a million people. You know, today they've come up with technology and they're able to slow down the things. That's God really giving more grace. I mean, like giving people time to repent and reconcile with God. But in that time, you know, it was worse. So what we're dealing with right here is we're dealing with the problems that the enemy has been able to push on people, and these problems are staying there because people don't know how to reach out to God and find the healing and deliverance. So this man worshipped the Lord, saying, if thou wilt, make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand, touched him, verse 3. And Jesus put forth his hand, touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. That's the uniqueness of Jesus, that he had the faith to release that miracle into this man instantly, and the miracle happened spontaneously. No delay. That is the God we are talking about. You know, God wants to heal you. God wants to deliver you. God wants to set you free, but you have to believe. So this man acted in faith. I want to break down this leper behavior. He came to the Lord as his final result. He had no other option. When he approached the Lord, he didn't condemn him, accuse him. He didn't come with an attitude saying, hey, why do you let me go through this if you really love me? He didn't come to God and put God in a corner and begin to, you know, talk bad to him. No, he worshipped. And as he's worshipping, he submits his request. If thou will, make me clean. And the Lord did that. You have to understand that when you come to God, worship him, he is ready to move. It's his will. This man had to believe for him to worship. Otherwise, if he didn't believe, he would have complained. He would have condemned the Lord. He would have said, you know, why did you create me? No, he said, if thou will, make me clean. You see, after he healed him, he says, now go and show thyself to the priest and offer a gift that Moses commanded you for a testimony unto them. The priests, when the Lord moves in your life, you have to testify one way or the other. When God does a miracle for you, it's to bring glory to him. He gives an offering. An offering is an act of worship. Worship is not only lip service. You worship when you open your mouth to minister to God, to make declarations. You offer an offering. You give a gift, which is an act of worship. In fulfilling the scripture, there is a healer in the house. Our God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Some of you need healing. Some of you need deliverance, restoration, recovery, to defeat witchcraft, to defeat evil powers, the tormenting people today. You need to reach out by faith and receive that which you desire. The power of God. As we continue to read the scripture, we read in verse 5, and Jesus was entered into Capernaum. There came unto him a centurion beseeching him, saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that thou should come under my roof, but speak the word only, my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I said to this man, go, and he goeth unto another camp, and he cometh into my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus had it, he marveled and said unto them that follow, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, so not in Israel. And I said unto you, wow, that's amazing, that many shall come from the east and west and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. Now watch this. The centurion knew that Christ could speak the word, and that word could bring deliverance and healing to his servant who has been tormented. This takes me back to Jesus Christ, ready to heal and deliver, but man not ready to receive. What set a distinction? The distance was cut short. By the time it would have taken the Lord to walk to his house, the centurion made it faster by withdrawing his breakthrough in that situation. Let me talk to you. Delay is not the plan of God for your life. God doesn't want to delay your breakthrough, but do you know how to withdraw and receive it? How do you receive the word? You see, people that don't receive the word like they receive Christ himself. This man understood that the integrity of the Lord's word is the Lord himself. He is his word. So, as I say, I'm not worthy for you to come to my house. In that dimension of humility, he reverence the Lord and say, your word is powerful. And that's how you will receive your healing and deliverance. When you pray about something, you stop complaining about it. Yeah, people pray for their husband to change or their wife or their children. And right when they finish to pray, they begin to cancel the good words they spoke. So I don't think my husband can ever change. But he just spent 3 hours praying for him. I don't think these people can ever repent. You never let the enemy give you utterance. Let the Spirit of God give you utterance. It's the will of God for you to be free from debt, from bondage. Are you facing debt? Are you sinking in bondage? There is deliverance on the horizon. And God is ready to give it to you. Build the atmosphere. Come around the place where people pray and worship and believe in the miraculous. You know, as I pray for you right now, I pray that your eyes will get off the storm and go on Christ. This is a mistake Peter made. He looked at the waters. The movement of the water scared him. As soon as he took his eyes off Jesus, his eyes, he began to sink. In your mind, God's word has to be exalted above your thoughts. Renew your mind according to God's word. And the Lord is able to do exceedingly abundantly. That's which means above all that which you think or ask. So the power of God does not negotiate with the bondage of hell. So if you're being tormented by the enemy in your heart, you have to renounce those demonic activities that are operating in your life. Renounce all the thoughts of unbelief. Some of you, it's dejection, self-pity. Maybe you're not sick in your body, but you have self-pity. Your frustration. You're scared. The enemy has told you it's going to get worse and worse. Change your perspective. Receive the word of God over the negative report. Whose report will you believe? God has the ability to make things better for you and for your life. He can shift them to become a heaven. There is no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. There is no weapon. So if you're imagining things going to be miserable in your life, to activate your deliverance, remember that there is no weapon that is formed against you that shall prosper, based on God's word. So, the Lord is your healer. The Lord is your deliverer. The Lord is your protection. Now you can trust him to protect you. The world is going crazy. If you look at what's happening in the world today, people are really scared. They don't know what's happening. They don't know who is going to be acting crazy next to them. But the Lord in his word says, unless the Lord watches over the city, they labor in vain that watch over it. So, no need to worry. Put your faith and trust in God. Worship him, love him, and seek him. This program is to encourage you to put your faith in God and let him take care of it. In the presence of God, that's where you can approach. Now, how do you abide in God's presence? You have to set the atmosphere. You have to speak the word, believe the word, confess the word, and eliminate all distractions in your life. Let those distractions go. You have to understand how to walk in victory and walk triumphantly over the enemy. Confusion, unbelief, offense, fear, deception. Don't take the devil's bait. Offense is the devil's bait. Don't take it. It's a destruction. So Jesus Christ was able to speak the word, and the manifestation took place. Look at verse 14. And when Jesus came into Peter's house, he saw the wife's mother laid sick of a fever. He touched her, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. Jesus touched her, and the fever left her. Now, you have to think this in your mind and in your heart. Know that the same Jesus touched this woman with the fever can touch you right where you are, and that sickness will leave. It did not stay. It didn't ask the Lord, why are you asking me to leave? He just touched her and it left. That's the same Jesus. He touched her and the sickness left. And she began to minister to them. That's verse 14. It's in the scripture. You have to take that and believe it. Not worrying about what the enemy is saying to your mind. God wants to heal you. God wants to deliver you. Verse 16, the Bible said, when even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with the word and healed all that were sick, that it may be fulfilled which was spoken of Esaias, the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. That's what Jesus did. We can't be manipulated by the current technological user-friendly false revivals that are taking place, where people just go to church in a social club, take soy lattes and chai lattes with skinny jeans and misbehave and think that, well, we don't need a part of God, we're just going to go and have a good time and play with our, you know, video games. No, church is about the power of God. When you come in God's house, devils got to be cast out. We're not going to get offended for casting out a devil. If somebody came with a demon, it needs to be cast out. You know, the way you see most churches in America today, it's a social club. We're not looking for a social club. People want the power of God. This happened in the ministry of Christ. People were delivered and set free. It's the same Jesus. If he's preached and glorified, devils will be cast out. You know, I'm out of time, but before we go, I want to really give an invitation for you to receive Jesus Christ. So if you don't know Jesus Christ, simply say after me, Lord Jesus, come into my heart and save me. I repent of my sin. I renounce my iniquity. I admit that I was born a sinner. Come into my heart and save me. Remove my name from the book of death. Write my name in the book of life. I am born again. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you're born again, keep the faith. If you're listening to me or watching a rerun or listening to this podcast on demand, you have received Jesus. Find a Bible-believing church and get a Bible and grow. Glory to Jesus. Amen. The presence of God must be activated through worship, prayer, and praise. And we demonstrate the power of God. I want to invite you to come and join us in a crusade. You know, crusade is where the heavens open and the glory is released. Everyone that comes expecting a miracle, they shall receive a miracle. Just go to www.twonightsofmiracles.com. twonightsofmiracles.com. And you can register and get information about the crusade or go to pyevangelism.net. Call us on 561-337-9008. I believe in miracles. I believe in God. Don't miss the program next week. We're going to try to bring you as much as we can to show you, to empower you, and to activate your faith. For nothing is impossible with God when you believe. I want to thank you all for joining me. And like me on Facebook, go to pyevangelism.net. We're also on Instagram and Twitter. We give God praise for what he's doing. This is Apostle Ali coming to you live from the studios. Jesus is Lord, and the best is yet to come. And I'll see you next week. Call me on 561-337-9018. pyevangelism.net. Bye-bye. Amen. And to God be the glory.
Thank you for tuning in today's broadcast brought to you by Power Evangelism Ministries, Piercing Darkness, with your host, Apostle Ronald Solly. For more information about Apostle Ronald Solly or our ministry, like him on Facebook, follow him on Twitter, or watch his live feeds on Periscope, or go to our website, powerevangelism.net, or call us, 561-337-9018. Thank you for tuning in, and don't miss next week's show. It's going to be exciting and life-changing right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. This is Piercing Darkness and your host, Apostle Ronald Solly. God bless each and every one of you for tuning in and listening. We'll see you next week, same time, same station.